Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. I'm so excited to be here. The podcast is probably one of my favorite things that I do every week. So if you're following me on social media at Marcia Miyake, you would have seen that in late last year, 2021, I joined a network marketing or direct selling company called Monate. And I haven't really spoken about it on the podcast. And I thought, why don't I give you guys three reasons why I chose this industry in particular when I wanted to create an additional stream of income. So the three reasons I'm going to share with you today are what I believe really makes it stand out from other businesses or streams of income. Okay. And especially if you already have an established business, and especially if it's a brick and mortar, I really, you know, encourage you just to listen with some curiosity and be like, does this apply to me? Could this be beneficial for me and my family? So the first reason is it's minimal investment and minimal experience needed. So with these companies, usually, you know, for my company anyway, all you have to do is buy a product pack of products you're going to be using for yourself. That's it. That's the one-time investment that you make. From then on, you don't have to continue to buy products on a monthly basis. If you want to buy products, you can buy the products and you get a significant discount on them. Now, why that's different to a lot of other business opportunities? Well, if you consider starting another brick and mortar or even something online like a consultancy or something like that, it still requires a lot of capital. I think we don't really consider this, and especially if you want to do it high quality. So if you want to have a really great web developer do a great website for you, we're talking thousands, tens of thousands of dollars sometimes for a really high performing beautiful website. That's just your website. Now, let's say you wanted to have an online store. Well, then you still have to source those products. Where are you going to house those products if you want to, let's say, create your own brand? So there's so much money and time and energy that goes into creating a business. And if you've ever created a business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Whereas with this business model, you're leveraging the bigger organization that you've joined with. So you're leveraging their systems, their processes, but you're not dealing with any of the complicated stuff. You get to focus on just using and selling the products. So from an investment point of view, what is it going to require? Usually a one-time startup. So it's for me and my company, it's we buy a product pack. And then from there, it's what we call sweat equity. It's your effort and time that you're putting in to grow your business. But before we criticize how much time and effort it's going to require, time and effort is required for any business, okay? We're not talking about just strictly investments. Let's talk, you know, in regards to crypto or any other type of investment. That's investment. We're talking about business, creating a business. Any type of business that you create, it's going to require time and effort. So let's not use that as a critique of the industry. Okay, so number two is the residual income. Okay, so not a lot of businesses will give you residual income. Now, the residual income comes from your happy customers who are buying these products over and over again. Now, there is another reason that I chose this specific company over other companies that I was approached by, and that's because these are consumable products. So high quality consumable products, meaning people use these products on a daily. I'm not constantly going out looking for someone to buy this big, you know, package, this big vacation. You're constantly, because people are not going to buy vacations every month. So you're constantly looking for new customers. Whereas with this structure, with this company, you have people buying products they use on their bodies, whether it's for their hair or their skin or wellness products. They're using these products on a daily, and if they love the products, they're going to keep coming back. So that potential of residual income is incredible. The other thing with the residual income is that because it's a tangible product, right? Because it's something that everybody is using, everybody has skin and hair and is able to digest a protein shake, because it's something that people are using every day, the likelihood of these products disappearing are very slim. So for me, from a risk perspective, right, I like to minimize risk. I am not a big risk taker when it comes to my money and my business, right? So I needed something that I felt was like secure. I don't know enough about, you know, crypto, NFTs, all of that for me to be like, yeah, I'm going to go all in right now, because for me, it's a riskier thing. And I'm not saying that you can't crush it in those industries, because I know that some people are crushing it and that's amazing. But in terms of longevity and predictability, yes, you know, the world is uncertain, but for the most part, for people to all together, all of your customers stop using these products are very, very slim. So your residual income is something that can be really maintained, and it's a really great way to get it to being paid for the work you are doing today, to be paid next month, next year, and for years and years to come. And number three is the compounding effect. Now, this is one that I think people really struggle with in this industry, and it's a critique of this industry. So I really want to break it down. So people have an issue with this industry because they call it a pyramid scheme, which is illegal. And so obviously they would not be a billion-dollar company that's winning awards if they were using an illegal business model. But people have an issue with this idea or this notion of making money off of people. They think, like, I'm making money off of my team members, and somehow that is wrong. And I'm really curious about where that even came from, because if you look at sales teams in general, let's look at a car dealership or homes or another industry, sales managers get paid for their team's performance. And this is the exact same thing. This is the exact same thing. So you are not only getting paid for the sales that you make, right? So you're making an income on the sales that you make, and then you're going to make a residual income on those repeat customers. But then if you grow your leadership and you start growing a team and you start building up your people and you start pouring into them, then they're going to be successful too. And then you are going to make a royalty on the overall sales volume. And when you start building a team, it has the ability to ramp up pretty quickly, where you're getting paid no longer for the hours you put in, but for the value you are bringing to the market. Because now your team is out there serving customers, getting these amazing products in people's hands, and now you are getting compensated for your ability to manage and grow your team. Why does that feel icky? Now, if that feels icky to you, I'm gonna really, you know, encourage you to look at where that's coming from. Like, is there some negative beliefs around money? Because if there is, that's gonna literally block money from coming to you. If you think that it's weird or gross or for people to make money off of other people selling product, then you have to be almost just against commerce altogether, because that's literally how it works. Now, in saying that, perhaps one of the reasons that it got a bad rap, because back in the day there was things called like a Ponzi scheme where people would invest money with the idea that they were going to get a bigger return. But with those types of scams, there was no physical product. Here there's a physical product. There's an exchange of money for a physical product. How is that in any way, shape, or form unethical? And if you stand behind your products, whether it's something like this in network marketing or whether it's me as a coach and consultant, if I stand behind my products, why do I feel weird about selling them? And this was a mental block that I had to work on last year that I've openly shared, that I had issues around selling. Now, that wasn't about my product. That was a me thing. Wasn't that there was something wrong with the industry. That was me. That was my scarcity mentality. That was, you know, my old programmed beliefs around, you know, on a very subconscious level about how, you know, in one way or another, it's kind of gross or icky or wrong or unchristian or greedy to receive money. And especially when it's money that I haven't put in a hard day's work for, like I work 1 hour, you pay me for that hour. That is the old way of doing business. Let's elevate now and move into the future where you are going to be paid for your ideas. You are going to be paid for the value you bring to that hour. You are going to be paid for the team you are growing, the people you are building up. So those are my three reasons that I feel kind of sets it apart from other businesses, is that most other businesses, you don't necessarily have the compounding effect where all of a sudden your business starts growing, and because your team is growing and you're making a small percentage of that, that your income significantly increases. So if this is resonating with you at all and you're like, wow, okay, this is something that I might be able to look at, then this is what you need to do. Number one is find a company whose values you align with. So the products need to be ethically sourced if that's something that you care about, and whose values and leadership team is someone and people that you can look up to and admire. That's the most important thing, because if there's a misalignment between your values and the company's values, there's going to be friction and you're not going to be able to really do the best in that company that you can do. You're not going to like live your potential in that company unless there's value alignment. Number two is find a mentor that you resonate with. Because guys, here's the other reason. I think a lot of people have a negative connotation about network marketing or direct sales is because they've had a bad experience or they've done something kind of shiesty themselves. Okay, so you've had a bad experience of someone just cold messaging you, someone not knowing you at all, just sending you a message online being like, you'd be so amazing for my business, without trying to even get to know you. So there's a reason why we, you know, have this hesitation around this industry. And that's just that person who reached out to you, bless them. They're just not a professional yet. They're not educated in the industry and they're doing their best, but it wasn't the right approach. But that doesn't mean that that industry is not for you. You just need to find a mentor that doesn't do that. A mentor that you're like, yeah, I vibe with this person. I feel like this person would be a good mentor, and reach out to them. And then the third step is if it feels exciting in your soul, take the leap of faith. The analysis paralysis is fucking real. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I mean, even when I take calls with people who reach out to me about coaching, like they want to get coached by me, we get on a call and they are so scared, they're so hesitant, and I don't push. I'm not a pusher on a call at all. I could probably be more assertive and really point them in the direction and nudge them a bit more. But honestly, when someone is so hesitant, they're telling me so much about how they live their life. How you do anything is how you do everything. And if you are sitting there on the fence and someone has presented to you an amazing business opportunity and you're like, there's something in you that's like, yes, but then you're like, what will my mom think? What will my boyfriend think? What will that? Like, maybe I don't have what it takes. And you're second guessing and all of this, like, you know, monkey mind happening inside of your brain and you just can't pull the trigger. You are like that in life, and you will never live the life that you are meant to live if you always just wait along the fence. The timing will never be right. You need to learn to trust your intuition and follow your gut. Your intuition will never, ever, ever lead you astray. Ever. If you feel like it has, that wasn't your intuition. So I hope that I've sparked some curiosity in you about this industry. If it's my company that you think you could vibe with, then reach out to me. If not, all good. But consider this industry as an additional source of income, especially if you already have an established business. Because if you already have an established business, mama, this will I don't want to use the word easy, but it will be a lot easier than your traditional business. Trust me, because the systems, the processes, the structure, the training, everything is there. So you only focus on the part of selling the product and growing your team. That is so much easier than all the other infrastructure that you have to worry about when you have a traditional business, especially brick and mortar. And if this company does resonate with you and I resonate with you, then I'll have a link in the show notes to apply, and I can't wait to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.